We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello!
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Wow, definitely a dramatic day here at the show. It all started out with Greg T storming out. We got to get him on the phone. Can we talk to him?
See, now,
He hurt his foot. He needed to go to the hospital.
Right, yeah.
But he insisted on staying here. We're like, no, go. We don't want you here. We want you to go to the hospital.
He said he was asked to leave, and he didn't go to the hospital. He went home.
He was asked to leave. I asked him to leave. Otherwise, he would have stayed here limping around all day.
He said he was on suspension. Is that true?
Suspension?
He told me he was on suspension. I think we should call him.
Hello? Let's call him. Okay, well, this is the beginning of the day.
Why are people sending a message when clearly you know what to do? And why
he sent that to voicemail.
When you know nobody's going to listen to it.
Oh, you sent us to voicemail?
Do whatever you want to do,
and I'll call him. I'm over that. I'm so over that.
He just hit the fuck you button.
Well, don't call him again if he doesn't want to talk to us.
He could be his phone's off.
He's up. He's up.
He hurt himself and needed to have his foot taken care of. But rather than doing the right thing, he wanted to stay here and like limp around all day. And we got to do a show. We have to be positive here.
I'm texting him, but I don't know.
Hey.
Yep.
Why are you ignoring us?
I'm not ignoring you guys.
Well, yeah, you sent us a voicemail a second ago.
I don't know what happened to my phone.
Oh, okay.
Are you sleeping? You sound tired.
I'm waiting to go to the doctor's, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good.
That was the whole point. You're not on suspension. Why are you telling people that?
Well, that's certainly how it felt, for sure.
Well, no. What was said was you were limping around when you clearly needed to go take care of yourself, and you refused to do it. You're going to stay here and limp around all morning, and it would have been so distracting for us, and you needed help. Don't you understand the importance of going to the doctor when you hurt yourself?
It's just not how it came off, and it wasn't like that at all. It really wasn't. It just wasn't.
Okay, first of all, what happened to your foot this morning?
It was yesterday around 7 o'clock at night. I was climbing the stairs. My foot slipped. It slammed on the bottom stair, and I heard it go, and then all of a sudden, the pain that was dramatic.
Okay, wait. What sound did it make again? Okay.
Ow.
When your foot makes that noise, there's a problem.
Wait a minute. It didn't sound like your Achilles. What is it called in the back?
Achilles.
Your Achilles didn't go up.
No, that sounds like...
Okay.
Well, look, the whole point of us making you leave was to send you to the hospital. That's where you were supposed to go.
I agree, but I'm like a soldier here, and I sucked it up. The 5 a.m. pre-show was fine. It was full of energy, and I had so many good things to actually pitch to you today to have a great time. Like,
I'm saving your idea about gas station food. I think that's a good idea. We're saving that.
That's going to be a really big one. It really is.
I know, but T, if you've been limping around here all day in pain, our whole day would have turned into that. And we had to do a show. We had two guests coming in. We had clients coming in. We needed for you to focus on getting your foot fixed, which you should have done last night.
Well, I also wanted to say, last night I couldn't because I was babysitting at the same time because Trish had to go do something, so I was with the kids. But also I wanted to throw a national party for the big toe. I think that the big toe gets underestimated, and I think that I have now noticed how important our big toe is, and it doesn't get enough credit.
Wow.
You can't do anything with the big toe. It's hard to drive.
Are you already on some sort of medication? You sound like you're on medication.
No, it's true. Think about it. You can't. It's hard to drive without the big toe. It's hard to stand straight without the big toe. You wobble without the big toe. You can't run without it.
Can someone explain to him what we're trying to talk about?
T, when are you going to go to the hospital?
I'm going to go to a little doctor in a little bit.
Are you going to a medical clinic?
A little doctor.
It's not. The weird thing is that it's not even really that black and blue. And what are they going to do for a toe anyway? They tape it up.
Okay, well, last time I checked, you didn't go to medical school. You don't know what's going on inside your toe. Just because it's not black and blue doesn't mean there's a problem.
You got like a bone spur or something like that.
Greg T does what a lot of us.
It's not a bone spur. No, bone spur.
I got a sprain.
Am I misdiagnosing him?
Here's my point. None of us are doctors. You need to go see a doctor. What, Bethany?
No, I just am like, I'm frustrated because you just need to go to the doctor. Like, you're not happy.
I don't like to go to the doctor.
I don't care.
I don't like it.
I don't care.
I know, but the thing is, this is a performance studio. We are on a stage with lights and cameras and laughter and fun, and having you walking around in pain is distracting, and I don't mean for that to sound cold, but it's the truth.
And T, if it was Ella or Jada, your kids, what would you do? You'd take them to the doctor.
Immediately.
Right, so you need to do the same thing for you.
And it would have been an entire morning of us worried about you. And we can't do it. We've got to do a show, buddy.
Gotcha. Okay. Point taken. I understand. I really do think that we need to hold in highest regard the big toe. I think that...
All right. We got to go. Right. Go to the little doctor and get back to us.
Let us know what happened.
In a little bit.
I'm sure it's going to be fine. It's going to be...
No, you don't know. Just stop giving us your own diagnosis here. Go to the doctor.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, geez. Okay, there's the beginning of the drama.
That's how the day started.
I feel like we do pull the curtain back a little bit on this podcast, which I like about it, because you see a little bit more of like the inside, what's going on. And not to compare us to something as classy and incredible as like Broadway, but it's a performance. And if let's say the guy who's playing the lead in Comet, Great Comet right now, if he broke his foot, he wouldn't show up to Great Comet and whine and limp around. He would take the night off and his understudy would go in.
That's
and do
the way it.
It
is.
But like, I just get frustrated because he doesn't listen.
But he also is very afraid of doctors. He's afraid of doctors. He's afraid of medicine. He was taking Motrin. It was like he took Motrin for the first time in his life. He doesn't do those things. So he's a little uneasy, I think, about
He was
that,
reading
so.
The directions earlier this morning.
On Motrin?
Yeah.
Do people read directions on Motrin?
He says to me.
You just take two, right?
I took them 11 two. O'clock. I took two last night at 11 o'clock. It says take one and then take two. And can I take another? I'm like,
all right.
Oh my
God. This entire podcast is turning into this. I'm just letting you know that's how the day began. Then Julia Michaels shows up, one of our favorite talents, a writer, performer, everything.
I love her.
And she can't perform because her voice is messed up. And she was so, so upset that she couldn't perform for us. She said, I feel like such an asshole. I'm so sorry. I'm like, Julia, we love you. Mm-hmm. And because we do.
Yeah.
So actually, we had a great interview with her, just talking about the fact that she's a real artist. And she really wanted to perform, but couldn't. She didn't want to let us down. What, Brody?
I find it interesting, if you don't mind me saying so. We pointed out that Julia Michaels was under the weather, and she couldn't do her job the way she normally would. And we embraced her and told her to be herself. And then when Greg T went through the same thing, we told him to get the fuck out.
Not the same thing.
I'm saying he couldn't do his job. He couldn't perform.
Not the same thing.
And we said, get out.
No, not it's the not the same thing.
Well, no, he's not talented like Julia is. I understand
that. Well, no, but that's not what it is.
If T could sing, we would have been like, oh, put your foot up on the counter. Stay. We love you.
But he doesn't have a good attitude when he's sick.
No, I understand that.
Like, she had things to say, and she had insights to give, and she was a trooper. And she's lovely, and he is passive aggressive and gets really very sad very easily. And he's not in a position to be on a show now.
It would have turned into the Greg T has a boo boo show.
Yeah, absolutely. The sympathy hour.
Absolutely.
So then French Montana shows up. I've never met him before. Turns out this guy is. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it this way. This cat is cool, and we had such a great time with him. Then we started doing shots of Casa Dragones tequila.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we got a little shit-faced.
And Nate's falling asleep
and
still.
And Nate's over here going...
I ate a banana like 5 hours ago. That's all I've eaten.
Let me say, whoever poured the shots didn't overpour.
That was straight Nate.
That was Nate.
Straight
Nate. In my defense, those coffee cups are hard to tell how much are in there.
Dude, I was four gulps. That's like two shots.
I'm sorry. Three shots. Look, I'm all for us doing shots in the morning. I think we had a good time.
I threw out half that shot. I was like, I cannot finish this.
Oh, you didn't. I grabbed it and drank it before you threw it away.
It's a waste.
But, you know, then we had to like keep the show under control.
Yeah.
Which is kind of difficult, but we had fun.
Yeah, we had fun.
You know, I really love that we can just start getting a little goofy. We can run a little late because Straight Nate is, you know, he's off his game because he's shit-faced. Mm. But we had a great show. That was my favorite part of the week.
It was a lot of fun.
You know what? Great.
And it got great when there was zero fucks given by Straight Nate. When you were just sitting there like...
We need a healthy balance. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
But you did great today.
He has no healthy balance. He fell over twice outside in the hallway.
And now... Darren Criss is coming in. We're in about 15 minutes. We're recording the interview to run back tomorrow. And, of course, tomorrow when we play it back, we'll pretend it's today, tomorrow.
Ooh.
But when we take pictures, I'll have the same pants on tomorrow as I had today.
You just broke the fourth wall.
I don't care. Whatever. But anyway, so it's just a busy day. But this is a great day.
Yeah,
I'm
like days like today. It's just fun. We're busy, so our minds are, like, kept busy and active.
And Garrett brought in a fantastic... round of sound today.
Yeah.
It was all good. I mean, everything just was kind of cool. And even though Straight Nate's about to fall over in a pool of his own vomit, we love you.
Well, I haven't thrown up in 12 years.
Or got kicked out of anywhere today.
I did not get asked to leave.
Is this how drunk you were when you got kicked out of that place?
I was drunker. Right,
really?
Scary?
Ooh, God.
Yeah, you were. Oh, my God.
So another thing we talked about on the show today was this list that Bethany keeps on her phone.
Yeah.
The list of things I cannot say on the radio because we'll all get fired.
Right.
Because she'll hear a quote in the room, she'll ask, may I put this in my file? And we'll go, yes.
I don't even, some of them are just you being ridiculous.
Well, no, it's not just me, it's other people, right?
It's mostly you.
Oh.
I'm trying, but see, the difficult thing is that some of them are you being sarcastic, but it just, I have to like,
you know, they're all in fun. And a lot of these things would have most people thrown in jail or fired.
Right. Like one of them, okay, so one of them is actually Nate. So you were, Elvis.
God, isn't it fun hanging out with him?
Sorry.
He's coughing up emphysema over here. We're trying to work it out. Okay, what?
So you were walking towards me and you said, do you need me to shake you? I will physically shake you. And then Nate from the other side of the room goes, slap her too.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. Oh. I remember that day.
Wow.
I don't recall
that. You show that for your personal file and not the HR file?
These are all HR files. Okay, so then we were going around the room deciding what kind of dog everyone would be if they were a dog. And Nate said, Elvis, you're a cockapoo. And Elvis said, you know what you are? You're a dick-sucking cock-boy-treever.
I remember that.
Yeah. And you are.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the funniest stuff happens when the microphones are off.
And then we were playing The Answer is Meat. And during the commercial break, Brody said, The Answer is Meat is my favorite game, followed only by Guess That Fabric. And Elvis, you yelled, It's burlap, you fucker!
Wow. I don't know. I mean, Danielle, don't you love these moments where the microphones are off?
I do, but people need to hear them more often. And you're like, don't tweet that out.
No, you can't. Some of these things you just
and then
can't.
Some of these I can't even.
My favorite Elvis moment, he was in his office on the phone talking to someone, and he screams at the top of his lungs, You fucking broke the candelabra!
Okay, just if I could just add to that.
That was the second one, yeah. By the way. They broke two of them.
That was it. He said they broke another candelabra.
Who has one, yet alone more than one?
They weren't just candelabras. They were neon candelabras.
Oh. Of course they were.
I'm so sorry.
How come you can't read some of those? They're that bad?
Yeah, well, because some of them you use words that like...
Well, be careful here.
That's what I'm saying. I can't read some of them. And one thing you called me is like funny among friends, but right?
Okay, next.
Exactly. So I can't really. Really.
Well, God, I hope I've never offended you by saying these things.
You know, a lot of people have to understand because they don't really have a point of reference. We work in a very, very different environment than everybody listening to this podcast, I would gather. Our office is completely different. And we live by a different set of rules because we're in this entertainment industry.
But everybody at their office has that one or two friends that they can joke around with. Like,
well,
we
you think of you course. Can, but here's yeah. my here's my question: in this circle of friends that we have here, where we could basically say anything to each other and get away with it,
right?
Is there ever a point where if someone becomes disgruntled, they can turn us in? And then on the other side, can we say, well, wait a minute, this was an environment where you were a part of it too?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's a tough line.
So I don't know. I don't know if any of us could be offended, I mean, or defended in a court of law.
I think in order for that to happen, someone would have to keep a record on their phone of all of the things that were said.
Okay, good. Well, then I guess we're all screwed now, aren't we? I don't know.
Yeah. Now, have you guys had real jobs? I know, Elvis, you've always been in radio pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had real jobs where I was like this in those jobs.
Mm. Ooh.
And I actually had a boss tell me many, many, many years ago, he said, you act like that. You wisecrack. He says, you're like a joke away from a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And I said, but I'm just being me. And so this environment is exactly what I always dreamed an environment should be. But, you know, Bethany, you've worked in a bank, and you weren't like this in the bank, were you?
Two, three, four. Let's do the show again. What would you talk about on your podcast? Yeah, so you're in a bank. Well, I mean, actually, we only have 15 seconds left.
Yeah.
No. Can you answer this on tomorrow's podcast?
Yeah.
Like, can you act like this in a bank?
No.
All right.
No, you cannot.
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties because Straight Nate's drunk.
I didn't. I thought I hit it off.
So we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.